And now stay tuned for the program that has rated tops in popularity for a longer period of time than any other West Coast program in radio history.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's special two-hour edition, we're going to go cuckoo. We'll hear about some strangers, celebrate the admission of Tennessee to the Union, and celebrate the birthdays of Howard Johnson, Ben Burney, Saxie Dowell, and Frank Trumbauer. Last week I played Cuckoo by Nellie Wallace. Well, this week we're going to go completely cuckoo with a whole segment of cuckoo songs, beginning with the Crazy Star Band and a tune you're sure to recognize.
La-la-la-la-la. All the folks have all gone wild, oh what a lovely do. It is because two funny chaps taught them all something new. Side by side you start to glide, forget all your troubles, let everything slide. I'm cuckoo and you're cuckoo, sing la-la-la-la-la-la. Thank you.
blues. It means that the devil got into your shoes. You'll find them easy to lose, dancing the devil away. Just grin and don't let him in whenever he tries to get under your skin. Pick up your feet and begin dancing the devil away. That evil spirit is nothing but the voodoo. Just stamp your feet on the ground and shake your hoodoo. Now that you know how it's done, keep out of the shadows and stay in the sun. Come on and join in the fun, dancing the devil away.
We began that cuckoo set with a tune almost everyone will recognize as Laurel and Hardy's theme song, although you may not have realized there were words. That was the Crazy Star Band, a pseudonym for Van Phillips and Dance of the Cuckoos, recorded in London on September 14, 1932. Dance of the Cuckoos was originally composed by Marvin Hatley and was used as a time cue, played at the top of each hour by the Happy-Go-Lucky Trio, of which Hatley was a member, in a radio show called The Cuckoo Hour, broadcast on KFVD. KFVD was originally started in 1925 in San Pedro by the McQuinney brothers, but was sold in 1929 to the Auburn Fuller Company. Auburn Fuller was owned by E.L. Cord, who made and sold Cord and Auburn Automobiles. Cord moved the station to the Hal Roach Studios lot in Culver City, which produced Laurel and Hardy movies. Stan Laurel happened to hear the time cue and liked it enough to ask to use it for the comedy team's theme song. Embellished by Hatley and incorporating another short motif, the tune, now called the Cuckoo Song, KU-KU, was first heard in the 1930 Laurel and Hardy feature The Night Owls. The lyrics, sung there by Fred Douglas, were written by Harry Steinberg and added to the piece in 1932, now called Dance of the Cuckoos. And by the way, KFVD is now KTNQ, 10Q 1020 AM in Los Angeles. Next, it was the original Indiana Five, formed by leader and drummer Tommy Morton, and Cuckoo, from a Jeanette 78 made around June 19, 1925. The label credits the composer as Reitz, R-E-I-T-Z, which I'm going to guess is William H. Reitz. He was a drummer, instrumentalist, and percussionist on a great number of Victor records between 1908 and 1928, and may have been the man behind that whistle on Cuckoo. The OI5 were followed by Tiny Parham and his musicians with a Parham original, Cuckoo Blues, from July 2, 1928. And we finished up that cuckoo set with Victor Arden and Phil Oman and their orchestra, who were dancing the devil away on March 27, 1930. Bert Kalmar and Otto Harbach wrote the lyrics, sung there by Frank Luther, and Harry Ruby wrote the music. So what does dancing the devil away have to do with cuckoo? Well, it's from the 1930 Burt Wheeler and Robert Woolsey picture, The Cuckoos, the follow-up to their 1929 film debut, Rio Rita.
Cuckoo! Cuckoo!
I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week I played I Wanna Sing About You. Well, there are a whole bunch of wanna songs. The one that probably jumps to mind first is I Wanna Be Loved By You, But there are lots of others, and I want to play some of them for you now.
Oh, I want her to be nice and chummy with me, but she don't wanna.
She don't wanna.
Oh, I want her to pet like the others I've met, but she don't wanna.
No, she don't wanna.
Oh, I plead and beg for one little kiss, but that hard-boiled egg just sits there like this. We could have so much fun, but it takes more than one. But she don't wanna.
She don't wanna.
Yeah. time. I want to be around my baby, rain or shine. In a little cozy flat that you could share, I would gladly hang my hat if your hat were there. I wouldn't care if you had millions or a dime. I wouldn't care if you lived in a foreign clime. I wouldn't care about the thing you do as long as I can keep my eyes on you. I want to be around my baby all the time. Thank you.
want to let you know what we played in that wanna set. We started off with Savoy Orpheans, directed by Carol Gibbons at the Savoy Hotel in London, and She Don't Wanna. The vocal was by Cyril Ramon Newton and members of the band on that October 7th, 1927 recording. She Don't Wanna was written by Jack Yellen and Milton Ager. Next, it was Margaret Miller with Ross Deluxe Syncopators and Don't You Wanna Know, recorded in Savannah, Georgia on August 22, 1927. Pianist Alonzo Ross formed his five-piece territory band in 1925. They were based in Jacksonville, Florida, but played primarily in Miami at the Del Robbia Gardens. The band was a co-op, meaning that Ross would split the band's earnings equally among all the members, with him as leader taking a double salary. Saxophonist Robert H. Cloud joined the band early on and was the band's secretary, arranger, and composer. They made only 8 sides, 7 of them Cloud compositions, and all in that same session. Margaret Miller may have been Robert Cloud's partner in vaudeville a number of years earlier. That was followed by Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra with a vocal by Jimmy Rushing on I Wanna Be Around My Baby All the Time. That Victor recording was made April 15, 1931. James Andrew Rushing was born August 26, 1901 in Oklahoma City. He was the featured vocalist with the Count Basie Orchestra from 1935 to 1948. His 1970 album, The You and Me That Used to Be, was named Jazz Album of the Year by Downbeat Magazine. Jimmy Rushing died in New York on June 8, 1972, at age 70. We finished up that Wanna set with the Green Brothers Novelty Band, September 24, 1928, and I Wanna Be Loved by You, composed by Herbert Stothert and Harry Ruby for the 1928 musical Good Boy. That was an instrumental, but of course there are words written by Burt Kalmar and famously sung by Helen Kane and by Marilyn Monroe in the Billy Wilder classic, Some Like It Hot.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
Last week I played Welcome, Stranger by Bob Causer and his Cornelians with Chick Bullock. Well, here's a whole set of some other Stranger records, beginning with Art Hickman's orchestra.
Thank you. once I called you sweetheart, now we're strangers. Gee, it breaks my heart to see you day after day, turning away, as much as to say, you've never known me, stranger. After sharing all your kisses, now I'm sad and blue. Although you pretend that you and I are strangers, I'm still in love with you.
My way. Tell me, have you come to stay, sweet stranger? There's danger every time you meet your glance. Danger of a big romance, sweet stranger. You're a brand new brand of honey from a brand new honeycomb. You could make life sweet and sunny. Won't you step right up and make yourself at home, sweet stranger? Let me introduce you to someone who'll be sweet to you, sweet stranger. Come to stay, sweet stranger. There's danger every time I meet your glance. Danger of a big romance, sweet stranger. You're a brand new brand of honey from a brand new honeycomb. You could make life sweet and sunny. Won't you step right up and make yourself at home, sweet stranger? Let me introduce you to someone who'll be sweet to you, sweet stranger. Thank you.
only you're in danger if you happen to be a stranger in gay Paris. Ah, oui, oui. There are lots of famous places that you'll never get to see. When a pair of lips bonjour you and two beautiful eyes amour you, you'll wonder why. So did I. I met her at the Martinique. There isn't much to tell. She was so chic and I was weak. And so I fell for the mademoiselle and discovered that she was from New Rochelle. Her French was simply frightful, but her kisses were so delightful. How she fooled me. Ah, oui, oui. If you're lonely or in danger, if you happen to be a stranger in gay Paris. If you're lonely or in danger, if you happen to be a stranger in gay Paris, eh bien, oui, oui. There are lots of famous places that you'll never get here to see. When a pair of lips bonjour you and two beautiful eyes amour you, you'll wonder why. So did I. I met her at the Martinique. There isn't much to tell her. She was so chic and I was weak. And so I fell for the mademoiselle and discovered that she was from New Rochelle. Her French was simply frightful, but her geese was so delightful. How she fooled me. Oui, oui. If you're lonely or in danger, if you happen to be a stranger in gay Paris.
Rudy Valley and his Connecticut Yankees, April 13th, 1938, with A Stranger in Paris from the Busby Berkeley picture Gold Diggers in Paris, where it was sung by stars Rudy Valley and Rosemary Lane. A Stranger in Paris was composed by Harry Warren with the lyrics by Al Dubin and was preceded by Sweet Stranger, written by Ted Snyder, Irving Cale, and Francis Wheeler. It was recorded in 1937 by Glenn Miller, Benny Goodman, and Bing Crosby, but we heard it by Al Boley. Al was in the U.S. in the summer of 1937 for a throat operation. The surgery was a success, and before heading back to Britain, Al recorded a session with a studio band, which was probably led by Leonard Joy, but which was credited on the label of that Bluebird recording as Al Boley and his orchestra. The band recorded six titles in the December 3rd session, and all six were released in the U.S., but only two in Britain. Before Sweet Strangers, it was just Strangers. That was Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra, March 10th, 1932, in the same session that produced Say That You Were Teasing Me and Take a Picture of the Moon with Baby Rosemarie. The vocalist on Strangers was John Dickens. We started that Stranger set with the San Francisco sound of the Hickman Trio, Clyde Dewar and Bert Ralton saxophonists, and pianist Frank Ellis, who is kind of buried in the back of that recording of Sweet Little Stranger, recorded in New York on October 25, 1920. That record introduced When the Right Girl Comes Along from the musical Jim Jam Gems, Gems with a J, which opened at the Court Theater 3 weeks before that recording was made, and which was described in a New York Times review as dreary. Jim Jam Gems was also a monthly editorial magazine published in the early 1900s in Bismarck, North Dakota by Sam H. Clark, and written by the fictional author Jim Jam Jr. It contained politically based articles and commentaries, humor, satire, propaganda, and sensationalism, and was the model for Captain Billy's Whiz Bang, published by Wilford Hamilton, Captain Billy Fawcett. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL, Avalon, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and on iTunes as a podcast. Yesterday, June 1st, marked the admission to the Union in 1796 of the 16th of the United States of America, Tennessee. It's divided by geography and by its constitution into three grand divisions, East, Middle, and West Tennessee. Half of the population of the United States lives within 600 miles of the state's capital, Nashville. Tennessee was the last state to secede from the Union and the first to be readmitted to the Union after the Civil War. Tennessee is known as the Volunteer State, and its symbols include the Northern Mockingbird, Largemouth Bass, Tennessee Walking Horse, Lightning Bug, Passion Flower, and Tulip Poplar. You might guess that the state beverage would be Jack Daniels or George Dickel, but in fact, according to Title IV, Chapter 1, Part 3 of the Annotated Tennessee Code, the state beverage is milk. And that same code identifies the state fossil as Teratrigonia thoracica. Now just try and find another vintage music radio program where you're going to hear the words Teratrigonia thoracica. Anyway, we're going to begin our musical trip to Tennessee with the Coon Sanders Orchestra.
Down in the hills, where there are stills, resides a man who don't care for thrills. Living alone, rolling his own, laziest man that ever was known. Sitting and rocking the whole day long, humming and strumming a mournful song. Thank you.
Tennessee. That's where my heart is a-longing forever to be. That's where my sweetheart is waiting to waltz again with me. Take me back home again, dearie, in good old
thank you.
Joe Wingy Minone's Sand Stew Strutters in an OK Test pressing from November of 1925 of Mother Me, Tennessee. Phil Cherrig wrote the music, and there are words which were written by Buddy DeSilva. Phil Cherrig also brought us Why Do You Roll Those Eyes, Sunny Disposition, which is a great record by Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra, Where Have You Been All My Life, and Humpty Dumpty. Before Mother Me, Tennessee, it was Lannon's Southern Serenaders with My Sunny Tennessee, another Calmar and Ruby song. That Emerson 78 was recorded November 3, 1921, and was preceded by Paul Warmack and his Gully Jumpers with Tennessee Waltz, recorded in Nashville on October 1, 1928. We started off our musical journey to Tennessee with the Coon Sanders Orchestra, February 12, 1929, and Tennessee Lazy. Joe Sanders provided the vocal, and there was probably little chance that he would forget the words since he wrote Tennessee Lazy. Now that we've got your attention, this is KISL, Avalon, 88.7 on your FM dial, and streaming online at kislavalon.com, a public service of the Catalina Island Performing Arts Foundation.